From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is calling on Congress to balance law and order with compassion as it acts to replace DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. The Republican governor says lawmakers should make a distinction between violent felons and so-called dreamers, children brought into the country illegally who have grown up here. Greitens, a former Navy SEAL, says he thinks one group deserves special attention.
One thing I've advocated for a long time is that anyone who's willing to take a bullet for this country, anyone who's willing to serve in uniform, should, at the end of their military service, have an opportunity to become an American citizen.
Greitens spoke yesterday at a Midtown insurance sales firm where company leaders announced plans to create several hundred new jobs in Kansas City. A task force appointed by Governor Greitens is recommending a professionally managed investment fund and a simplified tax code to help job growth in the state. Greitens' Innovation Task Force announced this yesterday, along with dozens of other policy changes aimed at promoting new businesses, especially technology startups. Greitens praised a suggestion to revamp the Missouri Technology Corporation, a public-private partnership that invests in high-tech companies. Other recommendations include creating an office dedicated to expanding rural access to broadband and attracting millennials to the state. Governor Greitens has appointed a former longtime Republican lawmaker to the state's Housing Development Commission. Greitens announced yesterday he picked former lawmaker Jason Crowell to the post. Crowell was elected to the Missouri House in 2000 and served as House Majority Floor Leader. He then served 8 years in the state Senate. He also made an unsuccessful bid for U.S. Congress in 2013. Crowell is now an attorney in Cape Girardeau. The Missouri Housing Development Commission oversees and finances affordable housing, including low-income housing tax credits. Missouri Highway Patrol officials say a new system notifying the public when a police officer is injured or killed wasn't used in a recent shooting of two St. Louis officers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Blue Alert Law, allowing the agency to inform the public of suspect descriptions, took effect August 28th, nearly a week before the officers were shot and injured in downtown St. Louis. The Missouri Highway Patrol told the St. Louis Police Department about the suspect and left it to their discretion to issue an alert. A police department spokeswoman says the department didn't issue the alert because detectives felt it wouldn't benefit the investigation. Devontae Morgan was charged Saturday in the shooting. Another suspect has been arrested but not charged. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.